Oh man, you'd walk, you know, you'd walk a few hundred yards and you'd see someone who, you know, met him somewhere and he would swear to remember them, shake their hand, and or he would have signed something for them that they'd produce. It was the thing about him is he meant a lot to the people he met along the way, all throughout the community, no matter who they were, whether it was a bank teller or a starting quarterback, and he left a mark. And that's one of the things I'm most grateful for about the way this town is remembering him, is that all of those stories and those million little impacts he's had are coming to light, and it's contributing to, you know, a very full, very honest picture of a great man.
Is there one memory of him you have that is just really fond to you?
A lot of them are little memories, you know? I was just going through my phone the other day and I found a voicemail from him, and from when I was at Georgetown, when I was playing quarterback. He'd come down to the game and he was driving away, and he just gave me a call and said, we played our heart out. I think we got beat pretty badly. He said, we played our heart out. He was proud of me, and you know, that was making him proud, and that meant a lot, you know? Just little things like that. He would always call. He'd always end the phone call with sort of a triumphant recitation of his phone number, so that as if we didn't have caller ID. And those are the things I remember. You know, how he would do the little things to just demonstrate how interested he was in you and how much he loved you. And that love, he didn't, you know, save that love just for his family. It was wide, and it was a lot of people.